And the only way to be productive without destroying nature is to establish a practice of living according to it. Any form of oppression will fail, the more authoritarian, the more disastrously so. And as soon as one moves in a property, life moves out. And in the end, reality always manages to escape the official media channels. And what the old left wanted, all normal people wanted, and what the new left wants, only a minority of abnormal people wants. And it is not about to be in nature and be romantic, but about being in nature and struggle to evolve with it. And the more aristocratic one is, the more aggressively one has to be overthrown. And society in itself is never sick, but it can be held hostage by the system and suffocated. And much time is wasted discussing who should be the authority when the main discussion ought to be how to get rid of authority altogether. And in the end, what the bourgeoisies accuse are but the victims of their capital system. And since we cannot rescue the environment because we cannot give up on our commodities, it is first on our own self we ought to work on. And once the state uproots the society from nature, there is only one thing it can relate to, and that is the beast. And there is much talking about media tease or media death when all we should aim for is media autonomy in the political sense of the term. And as the bourgeoisie is unable to use his hands to create things, he will ultimately use them to destroy. And social frustration arises waiting for the magic wand of the old state, when in fact everything should be delegated to the germinating initiatives of the young. And if we cannot honor our fathers who destroyed Mother Nature, we can honor Mother Nature. And the winter at last will creep in even the most sealed powerhouses. And the original sin in Christianity is the same as the original sin of being born a white man in a post-colonial world. And the options are only two: either we help each other and live in harmony, or compete with each other for the sake of capital and social credits and be in disharmony. And life in the end is only built unofficially on the sterility generated by the official enterprise. The first and foremost right of all should be the right for autonomy. And in the end, the highest peak of sophistication that science is leading to is a natural ecology that is scienceless. And at the end of the day, all power positions bring the pretentious side of ourselves out. And in truth, the more we succeed in our worldly career, the more we have succeeded in corrupting our nature and taking the lead in the anti-establishment. In the end, may be the most effective way to come to constitute the new establishment. And especially because our activities are amplified by technology, we ought to amplify the obedience to our own nature and make that our form of self-policing. And it is not that one doesn't want organization, but one wants organization based on the natural cycles rather than going against them. And slowly but effectively we are tamed into a regime of power that only our perseverance to live according to nature can revert. And paradoxically, only with the rise of an empire, an anti-imperialistic poetry have a chance to get established. And it is the social regiment that attract us to the vertex of power and disable us to be in the local here and now. And possibly the most effective way to confront those who want to enslave life for the sake of power is a stoic philosophy that is at the same time an existential poetry. And somewhere between the new frontier where we find success and the old frontier where we are kept enslaved, we may find ourselves again. And the very technology that could let us fly like eagles squeeze us in the end like frogs. And one thing is to know the subject well and be able to present it scientifically, and the other thing is to burn for the subject and be able to contribute to it with our own blood. And the more governance is unwilling to diffuse power, the more it keeps its human subjects and its environment into a state of perpetual anxiety. And all the miseries we can dig up from our present and past can all be related to forms of dominance. And the official education is, but the art of dealing with the frustration of being captivated within four walls. And lastly, we ought to deal with the evil just enough to make our anti-evil much stronger. And there is no method that can deal with our spiritual being, but the one that can keep on seconding it as it flows. And there are certainly tricks that ensure our success, but success itself is the trick that lure us to dismiss our natural talent. And while the establishment maintains a mainstream flow, everything deviating from it is doomed to stagnate. And the new waves revolt against the old waves, but the problem is neither of them but a cement burial blocking them from relaxing themselves over one another. And only by breaking all convention and establishing our own, we can at last feel younger than when we were younger. And only giving in a little to the system we have so much rejected can immediately catapult ourselves in it. And rejecting all worldly ambitions and pursuing our own nature and becoming part of the local environment is the best we can do, but not bad enough to be hailed for. And to deflate the aristocratic ambitions of some over others, an active type of isolation may be required. And lastly, we end up designing our lives around the infrastructure that was supposed to facilitate it. And when it is about nature dictating the rhythm, we are always on the right track. And within any standardized regime, personality can only be manifested through extensions. And at last, we are all hostages of a civilization designed by few for the many. And the power that can naturally boost from within is dimmed by the power that is artificially imposed from above. And if all the poetry positively celebrated life, modern poetry negatively criticizes the system because it hinders life itself. And power only wants a few sheep on its altar so as to divert the fact that everyone under power is a brainless sheep. And at first people rebel to the new form of governance that is being imposed to them to then comply and get ready to give their blood to it. And people together could make the magic, but they are slowly bent to comply with the standardization. And in the end, it is not what we use to relate back to nature, but if we do so naturally enough. And monotony is kept that way by governance that make us travel far away to overcome the frustration of also being monotonous. Do share what you hunt, but not your spare, but rather the knowledge of making it. And in order to measure the level of bourgeoisiness, just put someone to do humble work and see if he or she gets happy or upset about it. And it is ultimately our being bourgeois that is the most destructive force, both socially but especially ecologically.